Time to wheel out the world of politics, and we do that with the Professor of Politics, Jim Joson. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Mark.
Once again, this dual citizenship fiasco, if I can call it that, it just will not go away. We're sending nearly everybody to the High Court. Where are we standing at the moment? What's happening?
Well, at present, as a number of MPs are facing questions around their citizenship and hence their eligibility to be members of the Parliament. And I think part of that is being driven by the fact that we have a much more precarious, much more volatile parliamentary situation than we've had over a number of years, because the Constitution hasn't changed, mm-hmm. and the issues with people in the Parliament hasn't changed that much. And people have stood for Parliament on the, shall we say, genuine belief that they were citizens of Australia, that they were entitled to stand. The stumbling block that has been uncovered and is now being invoked by all and sundry is around the issue of entitlement. You might be born in Australia, but if your parent, one of your parents was born elsewhere, and that country confers entitlements or benefits on them or their descendants, i.e. you as the child, then you are running foul of Section 44 of the Constitution. So the High Court has to work out how it's going to resolve this in a way that is consistent with constitutional principles on the one hand, but one might suggest common sense and reasonable outcomes on the other.
The whole thing has just gotten out of control. I mean, before we started this morning, we were trying to do this in reverse. We were trying to work out if you or I would be able to do this by going back to Britain, and we couldn't established completely whether I could or could not. So it does get very confusing, doesn't it? I mean, what are some of the likely outcomes that the High Court will be looking at?
Well, that's probably too hard to give a clear undertaking and explanation.
There's your answer right there.
But what we can say is that at the time that the Constitution was written and the clauses were put in, the issue around entitlement was a non-issue, because all Australian citizens, all members of the Australian nation by citizenship rights, were British subjects. We were part of a wider entity. And there was no question that if you were a British subject, that you were denied the right to stand for the Australian Parliament. Now, of course, the specific relationships between Australia and the United Kingdom have changed, and the nature of the sort of, shall we say, citizenship boundaries has changed, so that the automatic right of entry that Australian citizens of British descent once had, that's a bit more complicated. So what we find is that the entitlement issue now takes on a different dimension, and that for all intents and purposes, having an entitlement to by birth, by having a parent born in England, so we say, means that the entitlement is just the same as an entitlement if your parent was born in Greece or Italy or whatever. And the Australian government and the British government were quite adamant that this was placing both countries on the same footing as any other country. That's still complicated, though, by the fact that if you have a parent or grandparent born in the United Kingdom, you do have an entitlement that the British government will confer on you. You're not a citizen of Britain or even a British subject, but you are entitled by right of your parent or grandparent's birth. And this is the area that's causing the problem for many of the people. To come back to your question about where the High Court might go, it's likely that they will look at the entitlement issue from the perspective of, if someone's born in Australia, if they're a citizen by birth, or indeed we'll do the citizen by birth first, then you've got a situation where the entitlement shouldn't have any bearing on whether they're eligible to stand for the Parliament. How they will reason that out is another matter, but I suspect that they will look at it from that perspective, Mark. The other dimension, though, is someone who is born overseas becomes a naturalised Australian, in the sense that they take out Australian citizenship. Whether that then will be seen by the High Court as sufficient, that is to say, sufficient for renouncing citizenship and entitlements from their country of birth, that remains to be seen. They may decide that there is a two-step process if you're becoming an Australian citizen by the naturalisation process, and therefore if you haven't taken a formal step to renounce your previous citizenship, that may be where they go with that. The other thing they might do is recommend or suggest in their reasoning that the government might need to look at a referendum around the idea that if you take out Australian citizenship, it automatically nullifies any other citizenship. And if you don't agree to that, you can't take out Australian citizenship. So that's a political way around it for a future government, and we'll need probably some form of referendum, which is probably a sensible use of plebiscite rather than some of the other suggestions that have come through. But that's an entirely different story, Mark.
Another bit of paper that we'll have to vote on or get our minds around. Look, just very quickly, Jim, considering so many of the pollies have been caught up in this, I'm really surprised now that this hasn't come up at some other time in the past. It seems to have taken a long time to get here.
Well, I think, Mark, that's more to be explained by the precarious and balance of power, as it were, in the current recent parliaments over the past decade, and the willingness and ability for people, journalists, politicians, whatever, to find whatever angle they can on their opponents to destabilise their standing in the parliament or in the party that they belong to, and to keep both government and opposition somewhat on the back foot, so to speak. So I think it has more to do with the temper of the times now than, say, 15, 20 years ago. I don't think eligibility was something that politicians considered too closely.
And wasn't on the radar
as
so
a
much.
Political strategy to get one up on your opponent. Mm. But I think that's the case now.
Jim, you know, we'll continue to watch this over the weeks and possibly months to come. That's our Professor of Politics and Court Reporter, so it would seem, Jim Chose, joining us from the High Court maybe in weeks to come on 2NURFM 103.7.